Let's stop for a minute to take a look at some important word phrases. 周末. 周末 means weekend. Normally, we don't need to go to school or work on the 周末. We rest, take some classes for personal development, or go out and do something for entertainment on the 周末 as well. For example, 这个周末我要学中文. 这个周末我要到百货公司去. And in the film clip, 我很想家, 所以周末我常回去. 常, 常 means often. 常, 常. We can also say 常常 or 时常. Like in 他常常练习说中文. That's why his Chinese has improved so quickly. Another word that's really useful is 玩, 玩, or to play. Lots of different nouns can follow 玩, 玩. For example, 玩球, 玩球. 你喜欢玩球吗? 玩电脑, 玩电脑. 我喜欢玩电脑. Inviting people to your house is fun, but some of your friends will start to worry that they are bothering you. At this time, you should say, 不会的,你不要客气,我父母亲很欢迎客人. In this sentence, we can see two new words, 客气 and 客人. Let's practice 客气 first. 客气. 客气 means to be polite. When do we use the 客气 word phrase? When people thank us, we say 不客气. For example, 谢谢你, 不客气. 谢谢你, 不客气. If someone gives you a gift, you should politely say 谢谢您, 您太客气了. 谢谢您, 您太客气了. 客人, 客人 means a guest, like in the sentence, 我们家人都很欢迎客人. When we go shopping or go to a restaurant, we are the guest or 客人. For example, 这家餐厅客人很多. 这家餐厅客人很多. Can you follow us? Good. Let's move on to the next part. Now, let's take a look at the main words and phrases in the video. 非常. 非常 means very. 非常. 非常 has almost the same meaning as word 很. For example, 他非常聪明. 他的华语歌唱得非常好. The following is vocabulary for houses. 卧. 卧 means to sleep. 卧房. 卧房 means bedroom. 卧. 卧 means to sleep. The place where we sleep is called a bedroom. We call it a 卧房. 卧房. 厅. 厅 is a parlor or hall. 客厅. 客厅 is the living room. 饭厅. 饭厅 means dining room. 厅. 厅. A ting is a public place for hosting guests or throwing a party, such as a 客厅, 客厅, meaning living room. And 饭厅, 饭厅 means dining room. 院子, 院子 is a yard. We can do a lot of activities in the 院子, 院子. 天气, 天气 is weather. For example, 今天的天气非常好. 今天的天气非常好. Let's practice the word 球. 球. 球 means ball. Getting active in sports is really important, especially for our health. There are different kinds of sports, such as 网球, tennis. 网球. 篮球, basketball. 篮球. 地址, 地址 means address. 地址 includes information such as house, building, or apartment number, name of a road or street, and so forth. In a sentence, we might say, 这是我家的地址。